1690 AM.
For CJ Low News, I'm Shanalee Marie. Bill 101 will now affect small and medium-sized businesses. That's after the CAQ voted in favor with the Parti Québécois to expand the bill's coverage, which requires businesses to provide services in French. The provincial Liberals voted against the motion, which is expected to roll out in the summer. Community groups are pushing back against government changes to English education in Montreal. The groups are taking the Legault government to court, challenging the constitutionality of Bill 40. They say it infringes on English-speaking communities' right to manage its schools. Bill 40 was enacted earlier this month. It changed school boards into service centers. For now, English school board commissioners are allowed to remain as council until November before transitioning to service centers. In other education news, mass teacher protests on Friday as four unions picketed outside the Ontario legislature. Spokespeople told CBC News they expected 30,000 protesters to gather across the province. The movement is in response to large class sizes and reduced funding for schools from the provincial government. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of In the Garage. I'm Matt, here with co-host Cole.
Hey, guys.
And how are you guys doing on this fine Monday evening? The weather's very nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out today. I'm really surprised, actually. We haven't had a day like this in quite a while. I was out earlier today, and it felt like spring.
Yeah, it was nice. I went for a little walk. It was good.
Yeah. Although I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but I hear it's supposed to snow. I believe either Wednesday or Thursday.
You think?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, nothing's set in stone yet, but all we can do is hope, I guess, right?
I like to forget about that, and we'll just live in the moment, enjoy the weather we have now, and enjoy reading week.
Yeah.
Or study week, spring break, however you want to call it. It's the first day of reading week for Concordia, so hope everyone's enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I mean, Now's the time to take it easy and rest up.
That's it.
Everyone, I mean, we still have a few weeks left, but you know, it's been a long 2 months so far.
Yeah, the semester flies by.
It does. Not as fast as I'd like it to, though.
but that's okay, because you can forget all about that tonight.
Yeah, we got some great spring break, nice chill, relax songs.
That's right. This week's episode, we're trying to lay back, take it easy, and enjoy the nice week ahead of us.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get started then.
Yeah. So the first song we're going to play is called Bad Decisions by The Strokes. Brand new song off of their new album coming out in April, I believe. The song just came out a couple of days ago. I'm a big fan. I really like it. And I think you guys will too. So here we go. Bad Decisions by The Strokes. In the Garage, CJLO 1690. Thank you very much for listening.
Moscow, 1972.
My kneecaps were off. They were sideways. I had jelly rolls. I woke him up, broke the news. After everything was so I said, son, you've got a full-blown case of what is known as jelly bones. This is love, so we'll survive. 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 This is love, so we'll
survive. Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon. TD presents the Nuit d'Afrique year-long concerts, a series of four shows in February. Don't miss it. The Malian sensation Fatoumata Diawara, hailed as one of today's most exciting voices on February 23rd at Le National. The Nuit d'Afrique Sound System Night with World Wild Sound System and Analog Africa for the first time in Canada on February 29th at Le Ministère. Tickets and info available on productionnuitdafrique.com.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CGLO 6090 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
And welcome back to In the Garage on CGLO 6090. So those last couple songs we played were Bad Decisions by The Strokes, Bug by Waves. Had to throw in a little Waves song for my buddy Kane.
Shout out.
Hey Kane, if you're listening, that one was for you. And then after that, we had Jelly Bones by the Unicorns.
Yeah, that was a great lineup of songs you put together there.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
It means a lot.
So, you have any plans for the break? What are you up to?
Not really much. Just catching up on some schoolwork, I guess.
You going to go see the Sonic movie?
Am I going to see the Sonic movie? You know what? Maybe.
Yeah, Matt and I were contemplating going to see this movie, but I mean... Do you think it's really good? Because many people are saying that it's good, but I think they're just surprised at the quality of it because they're expecting it to be garbage.
Yeah, well, you know, if you go in with no expectations, you can't be disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, these people who say it's good, do I really trust what they consider good? Because I know you and I both know good, but do these people know good?
That's a good question.
They don't know good like you and I know good.
We're connoisseurs.
Yeah, us here at In the Garage. I think we like to think that we have a bit of an understanding of quality content.
Yeah, high art, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, as you can tell by our playlists.
Yeah, finely curated.
So shall we get into the next few songs?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. So what do we have? All right, so up next we have Where Are You, Judy by Andy Schaaf. This is a Canadian artist. He's blowing up right now, actually. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not, so this is going to be nice. Get to hear something new.
Ooh, first impressions. I need to hear what you think after the break.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right, so here it is, Andy Schaaf, Where Are You, Judy, right here on CJLO 6090 AM.
Gentle mares, water falling from two eyes. You looked at me, said it would be alright. City words, there's all you away from me. I think we both knew that's how it would be. But now Charlie's in my left ear, blowing my mind again, as he said. You know Judy's back in town. I guess I didn't hear about that. How long has she been here? I haven't seen her around. I only miss her when the skies are above. Oh, where are you, Judy? Where are you, Judy? On the other line, telling me that you were sick of everything, like we could pick it all up again. Now I'm in my left ear, telling you lies again. Do I pretend that I know all the shit I did, and I know how I could fix it? Wish we could start again. I think you would understand. I only miss you when the skies are above. Oh, where are you, Judy? Where are you, Judy? You.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to In the Garage right here on CJLO. You know, sometimes I wish there was a visual component to this show because our listeners just missed out on an incredible impromptu breakdance session from Matt over here to that Unknown Mortal Orchestra song.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Nice. Thanks, Billy Bob. What did you think of that Andy Choff song? I know you walked out to get water at one point.
Yeah, no, I thought it was cool. It's not really what I'm used to listening, but that's okay. You know, you always want to listen to different stuff, but it was nice. I liked it.
It's very very laid back, so yeah. I guess it fits the theme.
Very relaxing
for tonight's show.
Yeah. Exactly.
In a way, he kind of reminds me of Mac DeMarco. Like, I guess there's a similar vibe.
Yeah,
and the fact
that
they're both Canadian. He's kind of like Mac DeMarco 2.0.
That helps, yeah.
The new and improved. Although we do have Mac DeMarco coming up later, so.
Yeah, that's
not
very
to,
true.
Not to dismiss Mac DeMarco and all of his accomplishments. how's it going? Are you still sticking in there?
I'm holding out.
Yeah,
all
right.
How about you?
I'm doing well, actually. I gotta be real, I'm still a bit shaken from those videos I was watching earlier. Before coming in to do the show, I was watching these really, like, spooky top five ghost sighting videos on YouTube. I'm a little distressed.
Were there videos of actual ghosts?
Well, it's hard to say, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's altered? What's, you know, what are special effects?
For sure.
The thing is, I was talking to this with Sandrine, shout out, and we were saying, like, what if we were to see an actual ghost video? How would, like, we would just automatically assume that it's fake or that it's doctored in some way, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I bet you there. Well, actually, let's get into this. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think it's naive to assume that things like ghosts and paranormal forces, even, I guess, if you want to go farther, things like aliens, I think it's really naive to assume that stuff like that doesn't exist and to sort of assume that us as humans are the only important thing out there. I think that's...
For sure, especially in regards to aliens, like, just, I mean... Earth is such a minuscule, like, part of just the whole galaxy.
Yeah, we are so insignificant in comparison to everything else.
It's a bit arrogant in a way to assume that we're, like, the only ones here.
Definitely.
And ghosts, you're pro ghosts as well?
I'm pro ghosts. I think the way I see it, when it comes to things like ghost videos, regardless of whether it's fake or not, or if you actually see anything, I think, to me, the most frightening part is just a thought that, you know, maybe that is real. Maybe there is something out there. Something could happen. Just that kind of in the back of your mind is what I think is probably the most frightening part of that kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a whole other episode in and of itself, you know, like we could discuss ghosts and aliens for an hour. We could do several shows on it, I'm sure.
That's true. So look out for that in the future.
Yeah, stay tuned. So I guess with that being said, let's get into the next batches of songs.
Yeah, let's get into the next rotation.
Yeah.
So coming up next, we have the aforementioned Mac DeMarco.
Hey.
Passing out pieces off of Salad Days. So here we go.
Here we go, Mac DeMarco, CJLO 6090 AM. In the Garage.
Mm-hmm. watching my life passing right in front of my eyes. Hello, the story, or is it boring? Can't claim the care, never been reluctant to share. Passing out pieces of me, don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen, it can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made. Can't shake concern, seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing out pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all white clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me.
this night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on tight.
Mexico City and Montreal, three cities crossing the airwaves, showcasing the ladies behind the decks. Six female DJs, each playing 30-minute sets, coming together for International DJ on International Women's Day. Listen to the sounds of Mariana Diaz, Lady Oracle, Hits Wonders, House of Pris, Sugarface Belfo, and Mar of Noche Negra. On Sunday, March 8th, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live broadcast from CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Orchid FM in Miami, and Radio PAX in Mexico City. That's International Women's Day, Día Internacional de la Mujer, Journée Internationale des Femmes, Sunday, March 8th, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 to 4 p.m. if you're in Mexico City, for a live audio streaming broadcast direct from CJLO, Orchid FM, and Radio PAX.
Sold out. Sold Out is your weekly destination for hot buttered soul, R&B, and funk. Hey man, if it's got a soul, I'm playing it on the show. Join me, Lou, every Monday at 8 p.m. for amazing playlists and occasional interviews with local emerging soul artists from the city.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
It's only soul, and it's only on CJLO Radio 1690 AM.
Hey, hey, welcome back to In the Garage on CJLO 1690, your favorite radio show's favorite radio show.
Yahoo.
So the last couple songs we had were, of course, Passing Out Pieces by Mac DeMarco. Then we had Dizziness by Wild Nothing off of the new Laughing Gas EP. Check it out. It's pretty good. And then we had Dead of Night by Orville Peck. I am a big Orville Peck fan. Yeah, country music's definitely not something that I have much experience with, but my uncle told me to check out Orville Peck. Shout out Keith.
Hey.
And I'm a big fan. He's also a good Canadian boy, so, you know,
yeah, you
can't
gotta
go
play
wrong.
Him. Mm-hmm. He's up and coming.
Yeah, Orville, he's getting Peck. Big.
He is, yeah. And it's interesting, actually. There's this like really weird resurgence in country music, in popular music, like lately. Obviously, Lil Nas X, of course.
Oh yeah, how could you forget?
Yeah, I believe is it Mitski that has an album that's like Cowboy?
Here Comes the Cowboy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then also Mac DeMarco did like his
Be the Cowboy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah.
So I guess country is like the next big thing. It's what the people want to hear, I suppose.
I can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm. So up next we have, I guess it's our last three songs for tonight, although we might end a bit early. So if you guys have any requests, then call them in. But this next song is actually a request. It's Your Dog by Soccer Mommy. So this one goes out to Jordan. Shout out to Jordan.
Shout out, Jordan. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for sending in your request. So here is Your Dog by Soccer Mommy. And we'll probably be back later. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
I don't wanna
Thank you.
Welcome back to In the Garage on CGL 1690. I have a quick correction to make. As my girlfriend Erin just pointed out to me, I got the names of the Mac DeMarco and Mitski albums mixed up, so my sincerest apologies. In all honesty, I haven't really listened to either of them. Neither of them really appealed to me that much.
Yeah.
Maybe I should, though.
Maybe you should. Maybe then you would get the names right.
And maybe then I would, so I'm sorry I failed you all tonight.
No, it's fine. It's understandable. Okay, well, with that, I guess that marks the end of our show.
Yeah, that about does it for us tonight.
Yeah, although we have one more request to close off the show. This one is for, what's his name again?
Anthony.
Yes, Anthony. Shout out to Anthony. This one is...
this one's for you, buddy.
Yeah, it was a request of his. We're going to play like the first 30 seconds because we're running out of time. So yeah.
We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.